We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. You know, we've been talking about all the problems we have with Eileen Degenerate.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Our favorite celebrity friend that spams everybody on Facebook.
Yeah, well, we're not the only ones. You know, we're not the only celebrities, I guess, to have this issue where people are posing as somebody else, and it's a problem. You guys know Trace Adkins, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's telling fans that at Trace Adkins is the only handle that he ever uses on social media. Because I guess somebody on Facebook, surprising, is trying to scam people pretending that he's him.
There are a lot of imposter accounts out there on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pretending to be me. Please do not engage with these people or send them money. Everything from me lives only on my official page at Trace Adkins. Please make sure to look for the blue check mark on the profile. Imposter accounts will not have that check mark. And one more thing, if you've been blocked by me, it's because I thought you were being mean.
I like him.
Wow, just like that.
In the nicest way. One problem, though, is now with Twitter, I mean, you can have a blue check mark and be an imposter.
Yeah. Yeah, he hasn't been up to speed with the new Elon stuff, is he?
Yeah, with the Twitter blue.
He doesn't understand. I guess Hank Williams Jr., you guys remember that guy? He used to do the Monday Night Football theme?
Yeah.
He posted on Instagram the same day after noticing a bunch of fake Hanks commenting on his post. So,
oh, my gosh. This is a thing.
This is a thing. You know, Eileen DeGenerate is not the only one out there doing what she's doing.
Well, you know what this means? Ellen DeGeneres owes us a video. She needs to post something because it's getting ridiculous, BJ. We have people yelling at us in the direct messages. I saw that someone went into it. So for those who don't know, you know, we put a post up there and it's gotten insane traction virally. Like, people have been commenting. I think it's approaching 1 million comments.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Right, which is insane.
Wow.
So we have 1 million comments on one Facebook post. We're like over 950,000 comments. It's insane to keep up with. And somebody went on our Facebook page and direct message goes, it's like, you know, if you could keep up with the comments and do your job and monitor, maybe this wouldn't be a problem. And you're like,
wow.
There are nearly 1 million comments. You expect us, a team of like four people that are like checking this damn social media page, that we're going to be able to keep up with over 900,000 comments, lady? Yeah. Go F yourself.
962,000 comments, 15 million people reach, and 9,700 shares.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I've never seen something like this. And it's so funny how people are mad at us because they're being duped by someone who's not even spelling the name Ellen DeGeneres right. And then when you go to the Facebook page for that, hey, congratulations, you won, go to my page and message me, it's obviously a spam account.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you should be doing your job, Steve. I agree with the poster.
I thought that was the funniest one. It took every, I was like, you know what? I'm not commenting back because all I want to write back from our page is go F yourself, lady.
Oh man, please do.
I responded back.
I know. What did you say, Danny?
You were a lot nicer about it.
I just said there are 800, well, at the time, there was 860,000 comments. So it's, even with a full-time team, it would be very hard to keep up with that. So please ban the account, or report the account yourself if you see one, and we will do the same. Thanks.
Yeah, that's how it works. Do people understand that, you know, Facebook is a free thing where, unfortunately, all sorts of crazy stuff happen, include all sorts of political stuff that, you know, do they remember Zuckerberg went on trial? I mean, this is a wild west.
It's insane. It's so funny to see how this thing is just gone. I mean, I don't know how people fall for this. And then you got Trace Adkins, or is it Trace Adkins or Trace whatever?
Yeah, Trace Adkins, yeah.
He's got to put up a post saying, look, guys, I'm not asking for money from you.
Yeah.
He's probably thinking, who's giving me, I'm a rich country music artist. Why would I be asking people for money?
Dude, it's getting really bold out there. It really is getting bold.
Out there for an online pimp.
Yeah, well, I mean, they don't care anymore. I mean, they are literally superimposing products on the sharks from the Shark Tank saying they endorse stuff. They've got Billy Gardell endorsing gummy bear type weight loss products and where they're quoting him and it's completely not him. They don't care anymore. They don't care at all because they know they can't be stopped.
It's funny you even say that because Dolly Parton had to put out a statement, I think, saying, hey, I'm not endorsing these gummy bear things as well.
Yeah. Oh, it's a Billy Gard. Anybody who's lost weight, Melissa McCarthy, anybody at all that's recently lost weight, all of a sudden they're endorsing products. And you can see that the product is super endorsed. And Lori Grenier, they take a model's body and put her head on there.
So here she is,
Lori Grenier from Shark Tank, posing in a bikini. I lost all this weight and we love them on Shark Tank. And it's like, wow, people are actually believing it. Now, look, I at one point when I saw the Billy Gardell thing, I thought, well, he looks amazing. What do? I at least forward it to somebody. I forward it to my doctor. I go, are these real? I don't go on Facebook and yell at the site that put it on there because it's a bunch of scammers.
That's right. I forgot. I think you even said to us, hey, guys, have you seen this pill that makes
you? Yeah.
I don't think you guys have heard anything about this?
DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but I always run something by my doctor or some expert, you know, because I can understand how people can get confused.
Yeah.
But how do you get mad at us? All we did was go, hey, man, tell us about a celebrity encounter. And
we're just a stupid radio station Facebook page that has like a few thousand people following it, never expecting that we're going to have to monitor a million comments. One text was like, you know, though most of those comments were, half of them are from Eileen DeGenerate.
Yeah.
That's still half a million comments.
Yeah. That's the thing. You're right. I mean, Eileen DeGenerate has definitely bumped up the amount of comments we get.
Well, we pay her well to do that.
Yeah, we really do.
Yeah, but I mean, that's five. So we'd have to go through 500,000 Eileen DeGenerates and report them and spam them, which, by the way, we already have. I don't understand why. And it's still the same Eileen DeGenerate, I noticed. It's like Facebook doesn't do anything about it. She hasn't been stopped. She hasn't been banned. It's the same spelling and everything, and I've already reported it.
Somebody said, hey, what age are these people that are, oh, dude, it's mostly like people over the age of 60 that are commenting or writing us from all areas not in Washington State. So it's pretty entertaining.
I also like how we get a lot of messages, and it's just like the Facebook-generated ones. Are you available to chat? Where are you located?
Those are my favorite.
Can you tell me more about yourself? I'm like, are you even, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I will say this. I will say this. I mean, cause obviously what's happening to us, I mean, the comments, what are you going to do? But these ads that Facebook allow on there where these are not celebrities and they're superimposed, you know, they're basically Photoshopped. I don't know how Facebook isn't doing something about it because Facebook wants you to advertise with them. They want you to consider them a legitimate trusted source to, you know, for companies to spend their advertising money so that people like us will buy those products. Right now, I don't know how anybody over 60 can trust Facebook. That's what I would tell anybody over 60. I would tell my peepaws, look, don't trust any ads you see on Facebook because you don't know if they're legit. And if you're Facebook, you should really be working on this going, man, our business could go down the toilet if we don't manage these scammers. And they don't seem to be doing it. So I don't know how, man, it's tough. I don't know how you can trust anything because
it's tough out there for an old person.
It really is.
Media.
Because, you know, my brain wouldn't think that they actually could be bold enough to say, here's what Melissa McCarthy said, because those guys have money to go, at least try to go after them if they can find them somewhere in the country where their hidden IP addresses are.
No. See, I just, if I see something like that, I'm like, that looks too good to be true. I'm going to move on.
Yep.
Actually, anything my parents are interested in, whether they see an article like, oh, we could get money, we could do this, I'm like, you send it to me. Don't click on anything. Don't even think about it. Just send it to me and I will look at it. If you want to buy something off a Facebook ad, you send it to me.
Oh, if my dad wants to do something, I'm like, go ahead, Dad, see what happens. What the heck? At some point, you'll learn your lesson.
Yeah. Well, there's, you know, tough love right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I bet that works just great. Yeah, you should buy it. Five of them.
Oh,
can you pick one up for me too while you're at it?
And he's going to start storing them at your house. Then you'll have to go, all right, never mind, stop doing it, because he's running out of space at his place.
If he even gets the product.
Oh, man. Well, in other news, a seventh grader just won $10,000 in an epic way. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Mix Report for you at 617 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well-informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Palace Law for giving us the Migs Report. And today's a day to enjoy yourself some bubblegum. It's National Bubblegum Day.
Yum. Oh, okay.
Also, shout out to all my friends that are currently on the Jericho Cruise, the Chris Jericho wrestling and rock and wrestling cruise, because today is National Take a Cruise Day, and that cruise is happening this weekend.
Perfect weekend, perfect day for this. I'm surprised you're not on it.
Well, I mean, you know, I got work to do, BJ.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't either, honestly. I mean, I think we call this work.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot your job. Your job is to monitor all those Eileen DeGeneres comments.
I am.
About that. Yeah.
I know. I was going to go on the cruise, but damn, that damn post has screwed everything up for me. Also, I would say consensually go up and tickle somebody, because today is Elmo's birthday. So what better way to celebrate Elmo's birthday than by tickling someone?
Oh, that's nice.
I didn't get the memo. I always hate this. I come in and I'm like, oh, it's National Wear Red Day. Well, it's, you know, just show some love for those that, you know, for women's heart health and all that good stuff.
And
you know, it'd be nice to rock the red to show some support, but I didn't see that until I got here, and I don't have a change of clothes.
That explains why Lumen Field was all red, and then there's a couple of buildings that went all red. I was thinking that they were like, I don't know, doing something with the Sounders, because there's like...
Or the Kraken's red eye.
Yeah, like I was thinking something was going on, but that makes more sense.
I appreciate what they're doing. It's just, this is a busy month. I mean, you got red for Valentine's Day. You got, you know, you got Black History Month. I just feel like, you know, that you could easily miss a day like this, like we just did. I had no idea about this till you mentioned it. And I feel like, you know, maybe they got to switch months or something so they get better attention.
Still forget it.
Yeah.
I mean, I forget it every year. Every year I forget all of these. Like, wear pink this day. I don't know them until I get into work and I see it.
So there's no help for you.
I'm beyond help.
Yeah.
And BJ, I don't know what you got planned tonight, because, well, today... it's doggy date night.
Oh, yeah. Well,
what are you doing? I mean, you got a brand new dog. You're in California with your brand new dog,
There's nothing else to do but be with the dog. The dog is a young puppy. You can't leave it alone. Can't really take it out of the house because it's a small dog. So you're screwed.
Have you guys snuggled yet?
Yeah, he's cool. He's fine.
Oh, you like him?
Yeah, you see him. Look, at least he's not a crazy barker. I mean, he started a little bit last night because he's got a toy that, you know, that he barks at. But, it's the toy, you know, and he's excited. But for the most part, like, he doesn't bark at human beings, which is beautiful.
Did he get so excited that he wagged his tail and peed on the floor when he saw you?
He does a pretty good job of knowing, this is my spot I'm supposed to use right now. I'll go over here.
Because that's how Danny first approached us when we first met him.
I was really worried about that because Danny, we have to bring a piddle pad anytime Danny meets new people.
Well, yeah, it's your pillow, so, you know, we're good.
That's exciting. I'm happy to hear that you're like the dog.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, in the best BJ way possible. You don't hate it. That's bad.
Well, you know, look, he's... Yeah.
I feel like that's a good...
Truer words have never been spoken.
All right, let's head on over to North Dakota where there's this high school basketball game. And how about at this game, they do a giveaway for $10,000 at a high school basketball game.
Wow.
And they made it really difficult. They probably were like, no one's ever going to do this. They grabbed this 7th grader. His name is J.J. Franks. And they said, J.J., you can win $10,000. All you got to do is make a layup, a free throw, a three-pointer, and then hit one at half court all in a row. So J.J.'s like, all right, give me the ball. Runs up, nails the layup. And now we have the audio. It's going to pick up from him trying to hit the free throw, then the three-pointer, and then will he hit the half court? Well, let's let the audio tell you what happens. All right. Free throw nailed. Three-pointer nailed. Chucks the ball like a missile, BJ, and drains it.
Wow, from half court.
From half court, he just takes it one hand, like he yeeted that
thing. Whoa, wow, that kid's amazing. I mean, because, that's half-court shot like that. I mean, wow, that's great eye-hand coordination.
And what a moment. They all grab him. They put him on the shoulders. They're all bouncing. He even told, I guess, people later on that he never expected it to go in.
And then the school's like, we have to pay this kid.
Like, what do we do? Quick, we got to have a booster meeting. So we got to figure out how to get this kid $10,000. And then people are like, well, what are you going to do with that $10,000? And he said, I'm buying a bunch of Legos. No, I'm kidding. He didn't say that.
Can you imagine how popular he's going to be for the next, the rest of his, middle school career?
Oh, life is all downhill from here.
Wow.
He'll never have that great moment again. I'm kidding. I don't know. Maybe he will. But, that's a pretty high of highs.
That'd be cool if he's like, I got a girlfriend now.
Well, he said the $10,000 he's going to put it towards college.
Oh, nice.
Wow, that seems to be what you don't have much choice in life as a kid. You either spend it on cool stuff or put it towards college. What else are you going to do?
What's $10,000? Was I going to cover like 3 or 4 textbooks in college?
That's
spend it and have fun, kid.
Yeah, that is the sad thing, is that that should actually be a significant amount towards your education, but it's not.
This is one of the stranger stories, and it happened in Nebraska at a Burger King. A woman, she's been accused of going to the Nebraska Burger King multiple times and stealing toilet paper.
Oh, all right. For a minute there, I thought she was weird.
Well, it gets weirder because she was also stealing pipes from the bathroom.
Ah, see, now that's normal.
Now you're trying to figure out, where the hell she would leave the bathroom with the pipes in her pants. Is that a pipe in your pants?
Ah,
or are you just happy to see?
Those copper pipes, dude.
Here's the police department trying to just break down what's gone on so far.
The Burger King near 60th and Havelock had some issues with a female coming into the store and taking toilet paper from the bathrooms. They had confronted her and told her to stop stealing the toilet paper. After she left, they noticed she had actually taken pipes from the toilet that connected the toilet to the wall.
Well, she's like, you said stop stealing toilet paper. I did stop that.
What in the world?
Drugs, baby.
What is she turning it into, a bong?
Yeah. Drugs, baby.
Speaking of bowls, the Super Bowl is going to be happening next week.
Wait, what's that?
Some big event between two teams that we don't care about, the Chiefs and the Eagles. But people are calling it the Kelce Bowl because, Travis Kelce, he plays tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. His brother Jason plays center for the Eagles. They're trying to downplay that. They're both like, there's a lot of players involved in this. We don't like it being called the Kelce Bowl. It's a game between the Chiefs and the Eagles. It'd be funny if one of them said that, and then Travis was like, no, it's all about us, man. I don't care about my brother.
Yeah, shut your mouth, you jabroni.
But I do like what some people are trying to make happen. There's a petition happening. People want Donna Kelce, the mom, to do the coin toss.
Oh, that's a great idea, actually.
Yeah, it's a cool human interest story right there. Well, how torn is she? Both of her kids are in the Super Bowl against each other.
Yeah, that is pretty. I mean, still, who would have thought in her mind, growing up, those two kids playing the sports, that this would be a thing that would happen in her life? Like, if somebody told her, she'd be like, yeah, right.
Right, they're the first brothers to play against each other in the Super Bowl.
Wow. Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
That's some cool stuff, man. I mean, it's a good problem for someone to have.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know. I say whoever wins, that's her favorite kid. That's what I would tell them.
Yeah. I don't know much about pressure. I don't know about, you know, I know Travis, of course, is, you know, a great target for Mahomes, but I don't know much about the other Kelce on Philly. I wasn't paying much attention, so I don't know what he even does.
He's a center.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, unless the guy literally hikes the ball over, you know, over hurts his head and costs the game, usually the center isn't somebody that's a big problem. Usually.
I just hope both sons have fun.
Yeah. Oh, look at you. See? Oh, and I'm seeing a picture of her wearing like a half jersey of each.
Yeah, she's kind of like got the sleeves and the Eagles, and then the main center part is in the Chiefs.
Pick a team, lady.
And it looks like there's more Chiefs material than Eagles material. I think she likes Travis better.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, maybe the back is all green, but we can't really tell because we're seeing her from the front. So, yeah, it looks like she's leading with her Travis.
Well, this weekend, of course, is the Pro Bowl. I mean, if you want to watch them play flag football.
Or, oh, hey, I'm ready.
I think they were playing dodgeball yesterday. It's been a very strange thing going on. Also, this weekend, tonight, you got the NHL Skills Competition that's going to be happening. All-Star Weekend for the NHL. That's happening tomorrow. And I got to bring up one of the greatest moments happened yesterday. I don't know if you were on social media, BJ, but there is a picture that brought so much joy to my face.
Oh,
it was like the meeting of the two greats. Hanging out together.
Oh, boy, no.
Bowie and Gritty.
Yes. Bowie and Gritty. Oh, look
it
at that.
It does not get better than that.
You should get that tattooed, man.
Or a T-shirt.
Well, you know.
I will.
We still got to get our Mariners tattoos.
It's true.
I am, you know what? Bowie is the bigger man or the bigger troll, because you saw how Gritty treated what was supposed to be our mascot the first time the Kraken
Cuddles?
Played the... remember that? Remember the bit when they were, whoever it was in Philly.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like Cuddles, like the octopus?
Yeah, it was like Cuddles the squid or whatever. Yeah.
Something ridiculous.
And yeah, and so the fact that there was that ultimate troll shows that Bowie's the bigger troll.
You keep your friends close, but your enemies closer, BJ.
Even closer.
I just thought of that. I was like, oh my gosh, the meeting of the two greats right there.
Yeah, they are the freakiest looking mascots, I have to say. They probably should be buddies.
They should just go to a rave and just mess with people who are tripping.
Mm. Yeah.
I'd be all about that. Sad news for us wrestling fans. I don't know if you know this guy. He was Randy Savage's brother, Leaping Lanny Poffo.
I didn't even know he had a brother that wrestled.
Oh, yeah. He was like the poet laureate. Like, when I was a kid, his whole shtick was he'd read a poem before he'd wrestle, and they were always just like these really simple but, you know, ridiculous poems, and he'd read them on a frisbee, and then he'd chuck the frisbee into the audience. I remember just being a kid.
Oh, that was his thing, huh?
I wanted that frisbee so bad, BJ.
Wow.
But you had to go to the matches to get it. It wouldn't go through the TV and land in my hand, of course. But sadly, he passed away. He was also known as the Genius. 68 years old, the younger brother of Randy Macho Man Savage.
That's young.
Super young, man. And that's a bummer to hear. As far as weather, 51 degrees. Going to be cloudy. Thanks to Beacon Plumbing, Heating, Septic, and Mechanical for giving us the Migs Report. And that's what's up.
Also, real quick, go Sounders.
Oh, yeah, game tonight.
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Is this preseason, first seed? What's going on? CONCACAF, what's happening?
So they're in the FIFA Club World Cup because we won the CCL last year. So we are playing a tournament before the actual season starts.
It's not really. They're just playing it on a video game. It's FIFA the video game.
Oh, okay. That's great. That's a lot better. That way our players won't get tired.
Are they unveiling the new jersey? The new ultra, whatever they've been teasing all around the city with the, what was it, like that red dragon?
Yeah. As far as I know, that comes out next on the 9th, but I'm not positive.
Have you seen that, BJ?
No, now I was wondering, is it in celebration of the Lunar New Year?
No.
Or is it just, what's the red dragon have to do with the Sounders? I am clueless.
Is that the rumor about it being attached to Bruce Lee?
Yes, that is the rumor so far.
Oh!
Right,
yeah.
That they're, because so they did the Jimi Hendrix kit, away kit, or alternative kit, sorry, a couple of years ago, so now it's time for a new alternative kit, and the rumor is that it's going to be celebrating Bruce Lee's 50th.
Oh, 50th what?
I don't know.
Probably anniversary of his passing.
I think
believe
so.
That's what it is.
Oh, that must
imagine.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And yeah, so if just that logo alone is making me either, I don't know if I'm going to buy a jersey, but I'm definitely going to splurge on a shirt.
Dude,
it's cool looking, BJ.
Yeah, the logo is with the Space Needle being wrapped around a dragon. Yeah.
I hope they do that on the actual crest on the jersey. That would be amazing if they do that. But it's rumored to be a black jersey with red and then yellow writing. So we'll see what actually happens. But apparently that's coming out on February 9th is what I've heard.
Dude, the Sea Dragon should be stealing that damn logo with the dragon around the Space Needle.
You're right. Yeah, that's
the Sea Dragons. I'm like, why didn't we think of that?
Yeah.
Back to the drawing board.
Well, you know what? Too much Terramana. That's why.
Oh, it all goes back to the Rock.
It all goes back to the Rock. You know it. All right. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Dover is the capital of what U.S. state?
Maryland.
No.
No, Ben.
That's Bendover. Dover.
What was that?
Massachusetts.
No.
Dover, Nebraska.
No.
Oh. I am so sorry, sir.
You don't sound very sorry. Mm-mm.
The correct answer, Delaware. You know, if it's all about geography, you have a shot. You have a shot at beating Steve. 206-803-ROCK. That's our new number. We're going to play Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.